What do a motorcycle crash, a shadowy MI6 alter ego, and a drumbeat in the womb have in common? They all live inside me. I'm David Little, though lately I've come to know myself as Dahui Brum. Artist, veteran, poet, musician, survivor. On the next episode of Little Did I Know, I open the vault to my personal portfolio. We'll dive into my poetry, unpack the stories behind my songs, and explore how creativity became the map I followed out of grief, confusion, and silence. From the phone to the silent struggle of tomorrow, from celibate magic in bullfrogs and butterflies to drumming circles in Sedona, this isn't just about art, it's about transformation. Little did I know, stories of resilience, revelation, and the road to self.
Welcome to Little Did I Know, where stories unfold and resilience shines. I'm Christopher.
And I'm Angela. Today's episode is a special journey into the artistic soul of David Little, aka Dahui Brum. We're diving deep into his creative works, songs, poems, paintings, and the powerful personal transformations that inspired them.
David, we've seen so many sides of your story, from your military service to your spiritual awakening. But today's episode, this is about the art that's helped shape and express that journey. Welcome.
Thanks, friends. This one means a lot. My art, whether music, poetry, or painting, has been my compass, especially after life's big pivots.
Your poem, Poignant Intersection of Past and Future, is haunting. That 2020 motorcycle accident, how did it shift your creative voice?
It cracked something open. The crash peeled back layers of identity. What came next was raw, urgent expression. That's where a lot of my recent poetry came from. A blend of pain, healing, and new awareness. Poignant Intersection of Past and Future, May 6, 2020. In the hushed rhythm of existence, unbeknownst to me, that motorcycle cradled secrets, its metal frame a vessel for destiny. A collision, swift and unexpected, with a suspected turkey buzzard on a winding desert canyon road at 75 miles per hour. A suspended moment, a near-death encounter that would resonate through the very fabric of my being. Layers peeled away like old paint, revealing a raw core, an essence stripped of pretense. Personality fractured, self-identity splintered, and memories rearranged. The character I once knew, woven from threads of past experiences, now stood altered, reshaped by the impact of fate. Post-accident, my conscious awareness grappled with this new reality. The person who emerged was both familiar and foreign, a canvas painted over, colors blending into uncharted hues. The road had etched its story upon me. The motorcycle transcended mere machinery, becoming a witness to transformation. As the desert winds whispered their ancient secrets, I rode forward, a phoenix rising from the ashes of that collision. The open road stretched before me, and the soul connection, a dear friend from a previous incarnation, offered solace. Magic mushrooms introduced me to realms beyond. Meditation and breathwork rekindled inner healing, and shadow work revealed hidden facets. In this rebirth, I sought meaning, purpose, and a communion with the dawn, a testament to resilience etched against life's intricate terrain.
White-knuckled on the handlebars, that's how I steer my life. Buttoned up in full salute, ready for a fight. Engines revved and speeding through, zipping round the turns in all the towns and people too. I left them bridges burned, till broken back did bend the knee.
on the roadside dying, laying in a pool of mud. I busted open wide, like the sprout that cracks the seam. In the darkness of the dirt, I emerged and surfacing, and felt into my hurt all the deeds so dastardly. The way I'd been unkind tore away my former self and stripped it into shreds, and performed the surgery and rose me from the dead. Drenched me in that holy light, soaked me to the core, opened up my sacred heart and walked me through the door. Gave me new identity and service I find. To give to you is a gift to me. We all grow on this vine. Step by step I place my foot, careful on the path, and take the road less traveled through. Finally free and lost at last. Step by place my foot, careful on the path, and take the road less traveled through. Finally,
let's talk The Silent Struggle of Tomorrow. That piece walks a razor's edge. Honoring your mother while reclaiming your truth.
Yeah, it's about growing up in a devout home, wrestling with expectations versus who I really am. That poem is love and defiance. Like many of us, I had to unlearn shame.
You wrote, "At the crossroads of self, my identity not just a book on the shelf." That line lands hard.
The silent struggle of tomorrow. In the quiet of my mind, a tempest rages. Mother's convictions, the script of ages. Her voice, a beacon in the fog of my prose. David, she chides, in secrecy it goes. Beneath my breath, a silent plea. Mother, I hear you, but can you hear me? Your savior, your faith, you implore I embrace, yet within I wrestle with my own grace, torn between the divine and my truth, a son's love, a personal sleuth. Have you surrendered? You persistently ask. In your version of Jesus, should I bask? Jean, Jean, your call for aid. He's different, you say, a label pre-made. In your eyes, I see the fear of a son's path, not straight, but queer. Yet, here I stand, at the crossroads of self, my identity, not just a book on the shelf. Mother, your love, I'll always hold dear, but my journey is mine, let this be clear. We'll cross path again, maybe tomorrow, by David Little.
You've also recorded some of your own music. Let's play a piece from The Phone.
There's a phone, it was at night. There was a voice, there was a light, there was a love, there was a life, there was a dream, there was a, there was a fight. There was a phone, there was a ring, there was a message, there was a sting, there was a shock, there was a tear, there was a silence, still fear, there was a past, there was a present, there was a future, there was a descent, there was a hope, there was a doubt, there was a faith,
There was a shot, there was a phone, there was a ring, there was a message, there was a sting, there was a shock, there was a tear, there was a silence.
What was the inspiration?
That song was built on grief and epiphany. The structure simple, but the emotions layered. Loss, memory, revelation.
There's also Bullfrogs and Butterflies, which feels irreverent and spiritual at once.
That's my anthem for embracing weirdness, for letting go of social norms. It's playful, but it's also about choosing celibacy and mysticism over conformity.
If it's a moment you're after, let's give this a shot. Three quick breaths in through the nose, believe it or not. It will render you happy in the sunshine of the day. I love living in Bisbee, and no, I am not gay. The flowers do smell so wonderful in spring. I sit on my porch a throne for a king. My libido is for magic, man or woman it's not. So celibacy I'm after, magic mushrooms and pot. It's my life I have chosen, like it or not. Bullfrogs and butterflies, like Ruth Sheehan wrote. If music's like living, then I love every note. Bullfrogs and butterflies and plenty of pot. In the streets of Coho's, where I call my home, with Sharon, Debbie, Doreen, James, and William, we all roam. From the block to the park, we never walked alone. Through thick and thin, siblings forever tightly sewn. Playing ball in the playground under the summer sun, running through the alleys, feeling free and young, where the Hudson River flows. We found our fun. Coho's the small town where child will be gone. Celibacy I'm after, magic mushrooms and pop. It's my life I have chosen, like it or not. Bullfrogs and butterflies, and Ruth she wrote. If music's like living, then I love every note. Every note.
We have to talk about the legend of Dahi Brum. Spy games, drum solos, a cannabis junkie with MI6 ties?
A bit of myth-making. It's the mask I put on to reveal deeper truths, like how humor can hide trauma, or how performance lets you say things you'd never dare in a serious tone.
Here's a tale of Dahi. A Brum drummer so bold, in the West End pubs his rhythms unfold. With his mates in the band, they play into the night, weaving tales through music
syncopation found his groove, a harmony, a rhythmic revelation.
Just a cannabis junkie from Liverpool. In Disney they cheer, he's utterly cool. But beneath the facade, a secret he cloaks. Once MI6, now his silence invokes. A cannabis junkie, truth be told, his tale remains hidden till he's old.
You trained in drum circle facilitation in Sedona. How does rhythm fit into your story?
Rhythm is story. It's ancestral. It's breath and heart. Whether it's triplets in the womb or a healing session in the desert, it's about returning to our roots.
Samantha's voice was my solace as the journey took flight. Too swiftly, I thought, craving the stillness of night. A loop of thoughts ensnared me, a psychedelic bind. A common tale for those of the tripping kind. My stubborn mind's traffic. Yielded at last to a drum's rhythmic play. Bum, 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 bum. A tempo that beckoned to its beat I succumb. In the drum's deep vibrations, an unborn brother's plea. One day make her life complete. With clarity's dawn, the apparition took flight, leaving behind a message from the edge of night. In the silence that followed, a promise was made, a vow to the night, where no light would fade for the heart that beats, and the sister's chest is the drum that will guide her on her. Journey's not over.
silver stars and setting sun. Sam's voice will echo in the whispers of time.
That shows in your crest too. The symbolism, the desert grouse, Viking ships, shamrocks.
It's my family, my past lives, my drumbeat, all woven into one.
David, what do you hope people feel when they see your art or hear your poems?
Seen, brave, like they have permission to be a little broken, a little magical, and still whole.
Beautifully said.
That wraps today's episode of Little Did I Know. If you've been moved, inspired, or simply curious, check out David's full portfolio and music. Links are in the show notes.
And don't forget to follow and share the podcast. Until next time, keep listening, keep healing, and keep creating.
Ooh.